Okay, brilliant. Now, there have been hundreds of films and thousands of pictures made of dinosaurs, and scientists have carefully pieced together their shape and quite a lot of their lifestyle. But all of these pictures and films are missing one critical piece of information: what colour are dinosaurs? Now, the problem is that colours in mammals and most animals are produced by pigment molecules, and they don't survive the fossilisation process. So after tens of millions of years, you've just got sort of the imprint of the bones and maybe some imprints of the feathers and hair, but none of the actual colour is left. Now, Jakob Vintner and colleagues from Yale may have found a way of filling in some of these gaps for at least some dinosaurs. They've been studying feathers from some over 70 million year old fossilised birds from Brazil. They noticed that there were bands of small lumps of carbon running across the feather. Now, up until now, people thought these were just remnants of some bacteria which were eating the feather, and then the bacteria themselves got fossilised. But Jakob thinks they're actually fossilised melanosomes. These are small lumps within the feather which contain the dark pigment eumelanin, which is related to the pigment in your skin cells, which give you a suntan. This pigment is known to inhibit the growth of bacteria, and the parts of the feather with lots of these lumps seem to be much better preserved than the ones without them. Now, in modern feathers, the shape and distribution of these melanosomes will give colour to the feather. So dark feathers have got lots and lots of them, and some of the bright blue iridescent feathers have got what's called structural colour, which is where these melanosomes are very carefully patterned in order to reflect some colours but not others. Now, birds are dinosaurs' closest living relative, and several dinosaur feathers have been preserved in fossils. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to tell their colour from any melanosomes which are preserved in these feathers.
And that's the next step, presumably, to actually go and look at these fossils and see if they have the same structure, because that would enable you to sort of use the formula in reverse to predict what colour the structures must have been.
That's right. On the bird, they've worked out that it was a stripy feather with dark areas and yellow areas, but they haven't actually done it for dinosaurs yet.
Exciting stuff.